When you are at the feet of Jesus, you discover the meaning of life. Mm. Ask the disciples, the 12, the moment they gathered at the feet of Jesus, they discovered the purpose of their lives. Mm. Today, many are merely existing. Mm. Many are wandering, uncertain of their purpose in life, uncertain of God's calling. Mm. They just exist. But the Bible says God has put in our heart, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, a sense of eternity deep inside of us. Mm. What is the meaning of my life? What is the meaning of your life? One day we will leave the earth. The meaning of your life is waiting for you on the other side. Mm. When you go there and the book is open, it will tell you this is what God has predestined you to do. You're supposed to be an apostle and you are repairing bicycle on earth. God has called you to be a preacher and you are doing something else. We need to know we are stakeholders in God's master plan. That nothing happens for nothing. Nothing happens by chance. To every human being, God has assigned a divine cause, a purpose that you need to discover. God sometimes allows us to err in the darkness until the time comes to reveal his purpose. So many say, I want you to know God's calling for my life. Anytime I meet people in private, in one-on-one, the first question they ask me, I want you to know God's calling for my life. The purpose of my life. Everybody's asking that question, which is the vital question of life. But that issue needs to be prayed for before God Almighty. Because the plan of God is part of the divine nature of God. You are a stakeholder. I am a stakeholder. Every human being born of woman and man on this earth has an embedded divine purpose. Mm. It is hidden. It is your duty to discover it. It is beyond the natural. And it has nothing to do with the things of the earth. It has nothing to do with your past, your upbringing, where you're coming from, what you have done. And the life you have lived so far. Jesus redeemed your life to take you to destiny. Whatever you must have done, whatever life you have been living, you say life is not worth living. It is worth living. Jesus sees you in a different way. You need to see life the way Jesus sees it. You need to see yourself the way Jesus sees it. So we are talking about destiny. Our message is destiny. What are you destined by heaven to be? Where are you destined by God to live? Whom are you destined by God to marry if it's the will of God? That's the question we need to ask every single day of our lives. That's why we need to have the will of God in our life. If you don't know where you are destined to be, your destiny can be changed. Mm. I repeat. If you don't know where you are destined to be, if you don't know what you are destined to do, your destiny can be changed. Potential. In heaven, there is a book open. God has a plan. God has a vision, a future for you. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Mm. You all know.
For I know the plans I have for you.
Yes.
To give you a hope and a future.
Yes. You have a role to play. God has a role. I have a role.
Mm. And yes. It's true. So many people ask that question. What is God's calling for my life? How do I know I'm doing the will of God? How do I know that this is what God created me to do? You know, the first step to knowing your calling is to get to know God better.
Thank you.
By reading his word.
Say it again.
The first step to knowing your calling is to get to know God better.
Why?
Why? Because God created you. And therefore, he knows the purpose for which he created you. There's many good things you could be doing. There's many things that can bless other people and can be a blessing to society or the world at large. But that's different to actually doing the works which God has prepared
for
you in advance.
Repeat it again.
How do we know God's calling?
What do you say?
The first step is getting to know God better.
That means, how can you serve a God you do not know?
Mm.
Many are serving a God they do not know. How can you show the way when you ignore his ways? How can you declare faithfully his word when you don't hear his word? That's it. The first step is to know God better. You need revelation of God in your life and his purpose. To know the purpose of life is to know life's creator, God himself. In him, he has embedded something special in you that only God can open your eyes to see. Let's go to the book of Isaiah chapter 49. That will be our proof text today. We start from verse 1.
Isaiah 49 from verse 1. Listen, O coastlands, to me, and take heed, you peoples from afar. The Lord has called me from the womb.
The Lord has called me from?
The womb.
What's the meaning of that? From the womb.
Yeah, it means before you were born.
Yes. What does it mean? Before you were born, God knew you. So to Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you're born, I sanctify you. I mean, God can set you apart for his purpose before even you were born. That's why we have born prophets, like John the Baptist, like Elijah. God predestined them from the womb for the purpose of God. Before even you were born. Because predestination, that's why Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, those whom God has foreknew, he has. Let's read it. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It is important to have a sense of destiny. Otherwise, we keep on living, existing like stones. We are not stones. We are living stones.
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
Let's say it again. I'm going to break down this. Say it.
All things work together for good.
Are you in trouble? Your trouble work for good. Whatever happened to you, God said, it works for good. I mean, God allowed all circumstances to take you to a place of destiny. Because a place of destiny is not a place of comfort. It's not a place where you exercise your own will, but the will of God. Our flesh, our mind can stand against the will of God because we don't want to go where God wants you to go. The way is narrow. Your desire may not be. We need to find out what is the will of God. So, works for good for those who love God.
To those who love God, to those who are called.
To those who are called. Take note.
According to his purpose.
According to his purpose. Are you called according to the purpose of God? What are you called for? What is his purpose? Are you called to be a prophet? Are you called to be an apostle? Are you called to be an evangelist? Are you called to be an engineer? Whatever you are called to be, anointing is waiting for you to make you one with a difference.
A teacher with a difference.
A teacher with a difference.
A businessman or woman with a difference.
A president with a teacher. Oh my God. There is an anointing for everything. We should stop reducing anointing to spiritual, to church. Anointing is for everything. Anointing to make a difference in your life with the wisdom of the Most High God.
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
Take it again, my dear. Take it again, gently. That one you say. Those who what?
For whom he foreknew.
Whom he foreknew. Mean, foreknew mean, foreknow mean. Before you were born, God knew you. Before you existed, he knew you. He knew whom you were. That's the power of God. Before even you were formed in your mother's womb, he knows you by name. Oh, Jesus.
He knows my name.
Come you.
He knows my every
Come and help us here.
He knows. He knows each tear that falls and hears me when I call.
You hear that song? God knows you better than you know yourself. He knows you better than your mom, better than your dad. He knows. Before you were born, God knows you. Mean he foreknew you. Foreknowledge has to do something that happened before existence, before you even live, you're born. Huh? Continue. Those who foreknew, he?
He also predestined.
He predestined. Mean he has a plan established before you were born for you to walk in it.
To be conformed to the image of his son.
To be conformed to the image of his son. Mean to be born again. It's election of grace. To become like Jesus. To be saved. To be born again. Continue.
That he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
Hallelujah.
Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called.
Take note.
Whom he called, these he also justified. and whom he justified, these he also glorified.
That's the step. He foreknew you, then he called you. Mm-hmm. He called you to become an apostle, whatever you are. When the calling comes, will you say yes? Will you respond to the calling of God when it comes? Mm-hmm. If you have a sense of destiny, when the calling comes, you will not say no. Mm-hmm. When Peter was at the seaside and the calling came, he dropped his net and followed Jesus because he had a sense of destiny.
Mm.
When Matthew was in the tax booth, Jesus called him. He dropped the tax book and followed Jesus along the way. John and James Zebedee, when they were mending the nets of their father, Jesus called them. They dropped the net and their father and followed Jesus along the way. When Jesus healed blind Bartimaeus, he was healed and he followed Jesus along the way. Many are called, few are chosen. Once you are called, how does call you? How?
Calls you through his word.
Through his word. You can receive a word. By you can spirit. Have a dream, a vision. God has different ways of calling you.
He a will word, speak to your heart.
To your heart, or give you a dream, or give you a vision. We take an example. Continue. Now, after calling you, what happened? You call and?
Justify.
What is justification? He will make you fit for what he called you for.
Mm.
You are not worthy. He will make you worthy. You are weak, he will make you strong. You are ignorant, he will give you revelation. He will equip you. When you are equipped with his grace, he will send you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Continue.
Those he justified, he also glorified.
How? He will endow you with his spirit. Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit of glory will rest upon you. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14. The Spirit of glory will be with you. Holy Ghost will guide you, and you will make a difference in everything you do. You will bring life to others. Salvation to others, and your destiny will leave a big imprint in the life of people around you.
So in order to walk in the path of your destiny, we need to stop living as common men.
Thank you.
Common men or women, just on a natural level, thinking naturally, reasoning naturally. You know, like Paul said, when he said, we go back to being carnal, where there's the fruits of the flesh amongst us. We need to stop living in that carnal level and begin to connect to Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the divine creator of our life. So when we connect to him and allow him to direct us, that's when we will receive that divine calling in our heart. And like we said, it's not all about things inside the church. No, we're talking about every way, every part of your life. There's an anointing for that when you're connected to the Holy Spirit. So answer the divine calling of God for your life. And your life will never be the same because everything you do will be significant and have meaning.
So, God allow us to be in the dark concerning our future until the light comes.
That's so we all respect God, because if we knew everything that was going to happen tomorrow, then why would we pray? Why would we honor God? Why would we fear God when if we knew already everything? We God have to has, remember we are not God.
God, in his wisdom, he keeps us in the dark concerning future events. So that?
We might reverence him.
Thank you. Means between foreknowledge and calling, you are in the dark, in the wilderness. Let's take an example of one. Paul, apostle. Paul, he said something strange and very important. If you go to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1, let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 1. Paul was persecuting the church, but he didn't know that he was called by God. Let's start from verse 10.
For fornicators, for sodomites, for kidnappers, for liars, for perjurers, and if there is any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. And I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled me, because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Although I was formerly a blasphemer.
I was formerly a blasphemer.
A persecutor.
I was a persecutor.
And an insolent man.
An insolent man. Violent man.
I obtained mercy.
I received mercy.
Because I did it ignorantly.
I was ignorant.
In unbelief.
In unbelief. Oh my God.
And the grace of our Lord.
That's step by step by step. Paul is describing his life before. He was a blasphemer. If Paul had a sense of destiny that one day he become an apostle, will he be a blasphemer?
No.
If Paul knew his destiny in Christ, would he persecute the church to death?
No.
Will God allow you to be in the dark concerning future events until his purpose is revealed? at the time of your calling. Mm. So are you in the dark? It is normal. Give thanks to God and seek his face. Are you asking your question, what's the meaning of my life? You receive many words, many prophecy, a dream. What am I living for? Has God forgotten me? Am I still a stakeholder? What's the meaning of my life? You ask those questions. You are in the dark. Praise be the name of the Lord. There's no way you can see the light unless you go through the darkness.
It's true. If you're sitting there thinking, why am I where I am? Why am I who I am? Why am I doing what I'm doing? Then you're not the only one thinking that. And God has purposely kept us in the dark concerning tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Because he is the owner of our future. We don't own our future. God owns our future. So
thank
if we
you.
Knew...
Who owned your future?
It's Jesus who owns
thank
our future.
Thank you for saying the name of Jesus. Say, God, God. Yes, Jesus is the Lord. The journey of destiny starts with the truth.
Mm.
Jesus said, if you abide in my word, you will know the
truth.
And the truth will
set you free.
Set you free. Mm. Which truth are we talking about? Paul was in the dark concerning the way, the gospel. He ignored. He was in the natural. So it means since we are born from our mother's womb, we become baby. After baby, is it toddler?
Yeah.
After toddler, what comes after?
Well.
Yeah? Teenage.
Well, not quite teenage, right?
I call it teenage.
Sounds after, like it sometimes.
After you grow, young man, you go to school, you marry. This is, we call it physical growth is a function of time. Intellectual growth, where the world is busy building, molding knowledge, sense knowledge. Primary school, secondary school, university. After you find a job, you get married, you live in community. We live that life. We exist. We follow the step for life. Career, career, career. But in parallel, all this, we're living in the natural. But we ignore completely the mind of God concerning our lives. Look, all the apostles of old, they were doing a job. They were fishermen until they met Jesus one day. Paul was a tent builder. Mm. After he studied at the feet of Gamaliel, until the day the truth came and changed his life forever. Are you in the dark? Thank God. John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
Mm.
He who follows me will no longer walk in darkness, will have the light of life. God has an appointed time for everything in your life.
Mm.
Let's continue. Let's go back. No, what did Paul say? He received grace.
And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with
Hallelujah.
Faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus.
Come on. Because
this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance
okay.
that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief.
I am chief sinner. That's what he said.
Hmm. And yet he was Jesus' chosen vessel.
How do you know you are a sinner? Until the Holy Ghost show you how wrong sin is.
Mm.
Until you know how wrong sin is. Until you know that Jesus is Lord, righteousness. Your life will never change. But if you know that, the Holy Ghost will begin to change your life.
Mm.
So he said grace was given to him. Grace is given to the ignorant. Are you ignorant? If you are ignorant and you come to believe, grace comes.
Mm.
Jesus said in Luke chapter 23, verse 34, Father, forgive them. They
know not what they're doing.
They do not know what they are doing. Mm. That's why we receive mercy. God knows we are ignorant of the things of the Spirit. God knows we don't understand the vision, our sense of destiny. We don't have. We're not in the natural until revelation comes. You need God to open your heart to reveal to you his divine purpose in your life.
Sense knowledge ceases.
When revelation comes. The day you realize whom you are before God, you will see life differently. So the starting point is to know the truth. The starting point is God to meet you at the day of revelation, at the day of salvation. The day you meet Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he will point you to your destiny. Ruth said, he's the governor of our future. He holds our destiny. So destiny starts with the truth. When Jesus comes, he will change your life. That's the change we are talking about.
And when we say change, we don't necessarily mean abandoning your natural job or your what you're doing, your natural human responsibilities, and then, you know, saying you want to just live for God. No, God works through the circumstances of our life.
Hmm.
God works through the natural circumstances of our life.
Hmm.
But we have to be connected to his spirit in order for his spirit to flow through us, and then we'll become a blessing to whoever we meet.
Thank you.
Because God works through people. He doesn't work through plans, methods, or machinery, but he works through suitable men and women.
Who are the suitable? How can I be suitable? That's the question. To be suitable is to be fit for God's service. We said, God will make you fit. God knows what he's doing. We are the clay and he's the potter. We are in his hand. He's the one that melts you to remold you and fill you and make you fit for the divine assignment he has for you. A sense of destiny. Every human being has something embedded, deeply hidden in you that needs to be discovered, that needs to be brought in the light of reality. And then you will understand the purpose of your life when you meet Jesus. Isaiah 49. Let's continue from verse 3.
And he said to me, "You are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified."
You are my servant. God can call you to service before even you were born, and you don't know. God called you for a service, for a purpose to be fulfilled. What matters to God is not where you are coming from. Not your intellectual, your knowledge, your money, whatever you are, but your divine cause and purpose in life. What matters to God is what he called you to be in his master plan. Mm. And for that master plan to be fulfilled, you must have an encounter with the truth. That's where the journey of life starts, with Jesus, when you know the truth. Continue. Verse 5.
And now the Lord says, who formed me from the womb to be his servant?
Oh my God, who formed me in the womb to be his servant? Mean you are born as a child of destiny with an embedded picture in you. You are not a product of hazard. You are not here by chance.
You're not an accident.
God has promised to give birth to you to be his son. That's the election of grace. Election of grace, that the Bible calls it. It's your duty, your responsibility to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. When the truth comes, you will know the reason why you live. Continue. Now go to verse 8.
Thus says the Lord, in an acceptable time I have heard
you. In an acceptable time.
And in the day of salvation.
Oh my God.
I have helped you.
Hallelujah. Say it again. Read it again.
In an acceptable time.
Mean God has an appointed time that is fixed for you to have an encounter with your destiny. That time is determined by God. It is fixed. And God's time is the best. When that time comes, God will move you into your destiny if your heart is ready to follow.
Your personal effort is not required.
At all.
Your personal strength or your personal effort, it's not required at all, because it's actually all about the calling and the time of God. It's just for you to make sure that you're in tune with God.
Hallelujah.
For you to make sure you're in tune with his spirit in your life.
That's good.
So that when he says go, you go. Because remember, you have to obey. You can decide to say no and walk away from your destiny. The only person who can get you out of God's calling for your life is not the devil. It's not anyone else. It's not anyone that you see as an enemy. It's not anyone that you think is taking your opportunity. Nobody can take away God's destiny. Only you.
Where was Jesus born?
In Bethlehem.
In Bethlehem. Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm.
Where was Mary and Joseph living?
In Nazareth.
In Nazareth. Mm. What moved Jesus from Nazareth to Bethlehem?
Because of the prophecy.
Because of the prophecy.
The divine prophecy.
Destined prophecy. That he will be called a Nazarene. Mm. So when the time came, God used a foolish thing, Herod, and they ran to Egypt, right? Mm. When the census came, God divinely gave vision. When the census come, they move him to go to
Bethlehem.
First, when they threatened to kill him, Joseph and Mary ran to Egypt
mm-hmm.
to fulfill the prophecy mm-hmm. of Hosea, "I will call my son out of Egypt."
Mm.
When he came to settle in Nazareth, because of the census, he has to move to Bethlehem. That's what the prophecy of Micah 5 says. From Bethlehem, the virgin will give birth to the Messiah. God can use any circumstance, any situation to move you to a place of encounter with him. Where was Joseph born? Joseph was born in Canaan. But where was the place of assignment of Joseph?
He had to go to Egypt.
He has gone to Egypt. Mm. Egypt was the place of assignment for Joseph. How God will move Joseph from the land of Canaan?
Yeah.
To go to Egypt.
Used the brothers.
Hatred.
Hatred and jealousy.
Jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
Resentment. To throw him to the dry pit. Mm-hmm. To sell him as a slave. imprisoned. That was a journey to greatness. If you don't have a sense of destiny, you say that's the end of life.
Yeah, you'll give up. But Joseph said, this is not where I belong.
If you know where you're going through, whatever happened midway will never stop you. Because you know where you are going. How did God help Joseph to know his destiny? I'm asking that question to everybody.
Because of the dream he received.
Glory be to God.
At the beginning, and that's what strengthened him to know that this is just part of the preparation.
God gave that small boy of 17 years old a dream. In that dream, he saw his brothers bowing before him. Another dream came. He saw the sun and the moon, the father and mother bowing before him. The place where he came from would never allow his father and mother to bow before him. The place where he were, we never allow his brothers to bow before him, Canaan. But when he was in Egypt and became the prime minister, everybody bowed before him. There is a place of honor. There is a place of assignment. There is a place God has predestined for you. When you reach that place, he will crown you with his glory. He will crown you with his power. He will glorify you to do the purpose for which he has called you. And you begin to change people's life for good.
Because remember, the purpose of life is to glorify Jesus. We often forget this and think it's all about ourselves and thinking, oh, when I get to a place where I'll be financially stable or where I'll be blessed materially or where I have everything I want on the outside, that's when I'll be happy or that's when I have my purpose fulfilled. Remember, as children of God, our purpose in life is to glorify him through every single circumstance. So God can use anything in our life to bring that to pass. And our decision is what we do with that situation. Do we glorify God in the midst of pain? Do we glorify God in the midst of hard times? Do we glorify God on the way to our destiny? Because remember that, you know, Jesus spent 33 years on this earth physically. 30 of those years were preparatory. He could have started his ministry at 20, at 18, at 15, at 25. But why 30 years old? Why? Process is so important to God. So whatever you're going through now, believe that it's part of the process of your destiny. And remember, we want to emphasize this. Your destiny in Christ Jesus is not all about abandoning your earthly profession or just serving him in the church or in the ministry. Your calling and your destiny is discovering the reason God created you and honoring God in everything you're doing every day. And that is how you'll be fulfilled. And also you'll find joy. Because remember, our purpose and our worth comes from knowing Jesus. It doesn't come from whatever we attain in this life. So when you're connected to God by way of a supernatural relationship, that is when you can become a blessing to everyone around you. And that is when those around you can be favored because of you.
Joseph became a blessing to his family, became a blessing to the land of Egypt because he believed his dream. Take note. When the dream comes, when the light comes, the picture of your future is revealed to you by God. But for a dream to be fulfilled, you have a role to play. When you believe with your heart the dream, you are connected to your future. When you believe in your heart, it's a connection to the impossible, and faith will take you there. When you believe your vision, what God is busy preparing you for in your heart, you are connected to destiny. And when you walk by faith, you are reaching that place. Can this be possible? When Joseph had the dream and they find himself in the dry pit, he never complained. He knew where he was going. When he was sold as a slave, he knew where he was going. When he find himself in the prison, he knew where he was going. He never allowed to misbehave, to do something that can tamper with his destiny. He feared God all his life. When he was in the prison, the gift of God began to be revealed in the life of Joseph. Take note. The gift of God is embedded in you.
In that prison condition, that's when it was revealed.
Absolutely. He began to be able to show the gift of God embedded in his life. Interpretation of dreams. And the gift of God in your life will connect you to the place of glory. That's what happened. He was in the prison. The uncommon gift of God was revealed and Pharaoh called for him. And wisdom was manifested on the outside. So the question we have, today you have to believe. Believing will take you to unreachable places. If you believe your dream and you walk towards your dream, that's your duty. You have to walk towards your dream. When you walk towards a dream, it becomes a reality. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and his
righteousness.
And everything shall be
added unto you.
What did he say? Carry your cross and
follow me.
Follow me. Follow him, it will take you to a place of destiny. But the way is narrow. The way is narrow. Why? Not to do your will, but the Father's will. Now you understand for your destiny to be fulfilled. Jesus has given it as a prayer that everybody neglects. The Father's prayer. What is the Father's prayer? That's the only prayer Jesus teaches everybody.
Mm.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Hmm? Thy kingdom, thy will be
done.
That's all. When the kingdom of God come, the purpose of God in your life will be revealed. When his will come, you will know the will of God in your life, in every situation of your life. And it will take you to a place of destiny. What we need to pray for God to come to sanctify you by grace. By grace we are called. By grace we are saved. By grace we are led. When the Holy Spirit is there. Holy Spirit is here on earth. Jesus is in heaven. Holy Spirit is here. Holy Ghost is called the Spirit of Revelation. He's waiting for you at the point of
real movement.
Real movement. But first you have to believe the vision. Begin to pray. Seek the face of God for your life. In the midst of your trouble, stop complaining and focusing on the natural. When God, Abraham, the book of Romans chapter 4, today's Bible reading, Romans chapter 4 verse 19 says, Abraham never looked at his body, who was merely dead.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham never considered the womb of Sarah, who was too old.
He believed.
But he believed, looked at God's ability, that God is able to perform the calling.
And that God would fulfill what he promised.
And God made him father of nations, heir of nation of the whole world. Abraham was called, leave your father's house. He left and ventured into faith life because he believed in God.
Mm.
And faith took him to a place of destiny. Today, his name is still here. If you obey the calling of God, God will take you to a place of uncommon significance in your life.
That reminds me of a song we used to sing in school. Let's see if I can remember. Follow me.
She has a gift of preaching the gospel for singing. Go ahead.
Leave your home and family. Leave your fishing nets and boats upon the shore. Leave the seeds you have sown. Leave the crops that you've grown. Leave the people you have known and follow me.
And follow me. That's what Jesus said. He who wants to follow me, carry your cross and follow me. Carry your body and follow me. Carry your will and follow me. Crucify your will and take Jesus' will. When you follow Jesus to a place of destiny, your life will have meaning. And you become a blessing, not only for yourself, but for the whole world because of Jesus. So, destiny is embedded. God has given you a picture. It is your duty to seek the truth. That's why the Bible says, when you abide in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You will live a life of significance. You will know what you're called by God to do. Seek Jesus. When you find him, the kingdom will come. When the Holy Ghost comes, it will open your eyes to see what is promised to you in Christ Jesus. And it will take you to that place.
So belief is the bridge that connects us to our future.
Mm-hmm. And
but
faith.
It's faith that will take us there.
Follow him along the road. It will take you to that place. If you believe Jesus, follow him. Believing is possessing. But Holy Ghost is waiting for you at the point of real movement. He called Peter. Peter dropped the net and followed Jesus and became a fisher of man. When God calls you, the rich man was called to follow Jesus.
And he went away sad.
Because of his possession. It's a one-way journey. So when you pray, the Holy Spirit is our helper. He's the one that will reveal you the picture in your life. So your conduct, your behavior will not change until God gave birth to a picture of what he's looking at inside of you, deep in you. You need to discover yourself, discover your purpose, and begin to venture into faith life, trusting the leading of God in your life.
And don't wait for a more convenient time, because a more convenient time may never come. Remember, here in this life, on this side of death, Jesus is the Savior. On the other side, you meet him as judge.
Are you poor? Blessed are the poor in spirit. Are you alone? Glory be to God. Are you in dark? Glory be to God. That's what God wants. God will put you in the dark so you appreciate the light when it comes. He will allow you to test poverty so you know the meaning of the blessings when it comes. Are you sick? God may allow sickness, disease to come so you appreciate good health when it comes. Are you in unrighteousness? You have not committed unpardonable sin. Why? Because you are doing in ignorance. Whatever you are doing today, Jesus never considers your past to give you a future. Come to him, find the truth, he will set you free. Paul never remembered his past. Saul was crucified. A new person came. A new future, a new venture, a new life. Jesus.
That should give you hope, whatever your situation is. Look at Paul, who was once Saul, a persecutor of the church, and yet he quoted that scripture that said that he was called from his mother's womb to be what God destined him to be. So whatever you're going through right now, whatever you're doing right now in your life, believe that there is a divine purpose for you, that God has called you to do, and that was set in your life from before you were born. So therefore, you just need to connect yourself to the Creator.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't worry so much about, I want to be this, I want to be that, I want to be this. It's not about titles.
I never planned to sit down here to preach the gospel. All right?
No.
I had a plan, a different plan.
Well, I certainly didn't, yeah.
But I was not a Christian.
I think I wanted to be a fashion buyer or something.
Praise the Lord.
These people that travel the world for department stores and shoes things. I don't know.
I went to France to study business. Am I right?
Yeah.
And here I am today. God has overruled my plan. Yeah. In the midst of darkness and trouble, one day, vision came. That vision changed my life. The word of God came. The voice came. It changed my life. That's why when I went to synagogue and saw Prophet Joshua, God has revealed all things to me 4 years before. That is why I never hesitated 1 second to lay down my past to follow God in a way of righteousness. If you have vision, if God gives you a vision and that vision is challenged by people, never reduce your vision. Stay in the will of God.
Everyone thought it was crazy when we wanted to get married.
Yes, I know.
But if it's part of God's plan, God will confirm it and reveal his glory through that.
In God's plan, there is a package. Everything is planned by God. He gave you a package. It's called destiny. Marriage is to satisfy mutual destiny in God.
Inside that package is everything.
Everything is included. That's why Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be given to you. So seek Jesus, and the blessing will seek you. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. We can't wait to hear your testimony of how you have started to seek God for your life. And remember, the first step to knowing your calling is getting to know God better by reading his word. So thank you so much.
God has hidden you here. Read the Bible, and the Bible will reveal one day whom you are in Christ Jesus. The secret is here in this book. Thank you.
Amen.